Now we're going to hear about a few other closely contested House races across the country, ones where ads are driving the action, and not necessarily for the better.
We go first to the District 11 House race in North Carolina. It pits incumbent Republican Charles Taylor against a high-profile Democratic challenger, former NFL quarterback Heath Shuler. It's a district with a large number of unaffiliated voters, so both parties are pumping money and volunteers into the district to win them over. To learn more about this race, we turn to John Boyle. He's a senior writer and columnist at the Asheville Citizen-Times. Thanks so much for joining us.
Glad to be here.
First, can you give us a very quick snapshot of this district?
It's a 15-county district. We're here in the western part of North Carolina in the mountains. And it is a district that leans conservative, even though the registered Democrats outnumber the registered Republicans by about 22,000 or so.
And thus far, what's been the tone of the campaign, especially when you look at the ad wars on the television and on the radio?
It didn't take long for this one to get negative. It started out, Charles Taylor kind of took the first shot back in the summer with a radio spot that linked Shuler to Nancy Pelosi and the quote-unquote Pelosi liberals. And it's kind of been a war back and forth.
John, let's listen to a few of the ads that are in heavy rotation.
Heath Shuler moved here from Tennessee, and he hardly ever votes. Guess they figure they can buy our vote first, then tell Heath how to vote after they get him elected.
With so many seniors struggling, what's Charles Taylor done? Taylor voted to cut Medicare by $270 billion. He voted to raid Social Security seven times.
These ads grabbed people's attention? Is there any way to gauge whether they're having an effect on the race?
They appear to have grabbed people's attention. And talking with folks, the overwhelming sentiment that I've caught is people are just sick of all of them. They're tired of just seeing them so much, and they feel that they're taking possibly little nuggets of truth or what they believe to be the truth and kind of twisting it.
What about national issues? Does that come into play at all? I know Charles Taylor has a son in the Army, a son who actually served in Iraq.
He does, and the Iraq war issue has not really come up in the ads.
Is that surprising to you?
Maybe a little bit, but I think what they're concentrating on is they're trying to point out the others' foibles and the others' weaknesses. They're not all that far apart on the war.
John Boyle, it's been good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
John Boyle is a senior writer and columnist at the Asheville Citizen-Times in North Carolina.
To Colorado now, and another race that's gotten plenty combative in the 4th District. That includes the conservative eastern plains of the state. Republican incumbent Marilyn Musgrave is being challenged by Democratic State Representative Angie Piccioni. Lynn Bartles, a political reporter for the Rocky Mountain News, joins us from Denver. And Lynn, I assume this would be pretty safe Republican territory. What's going on with this race?
First of all, Marilyn herself, Representative Musgrave, is controversial. Her measures for gays, et cetera, the whole marriage thing galvanized a lot of people on the left and said she's too extreme for Colorado. She needs to go.
We should explain that her key issue, Marilyn Musgrave's key issue, is a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage.
Which actually plays well in portions of her district. Congressional District 4 is Colorado's, a lot of the eastern plains, the farm country. It's 40% Republican and only 25% Democrat. But it's 34% unaffiliated voters. And in Colorado, it's unaffiliated voters who decide an election, not the party.
Let's talk about some of the ads that have been running in this campaign, and we have a couple of them. Let's take a listen.
Angie Piccioni voted 8 times to give illegal aliens taxpayer-subsidized in-state college tuition rates. Angie Piccioni wants to prohibit law enforcement from detaining suspected illegal aliens.
You know, in Washington, what we've seen in the last 5 years is that the special interests get to write the legislation. The big oil companies write the energy policy.
Now, if you're watching this on TV, what you see, you don't hear it here, but you see an image of President Bush planting a kiss on the forehead of Marilyn Musgrave, and then it says, sold out, in the right-hand corner.
The kiss heard round the world. They love to play that. What Representative Piccioni's campaign is doing is capitalizing on an unrest in Colorado with what's going on in Washington. And what they're trying to capitalize on is if you send Representative Musgrave back to Congress, you're going to get more of the same.
Are there other national issues that you're seeing coming into play in this campaign?
What people are talking about, number one, is health care, education, jobs, the economy, renewable energy, gas prices. Most pundits believe that Representative Musgrave will again survive. But the interesting thing is, this is not a close district. This is not a race where you should be saying, we think she will survive this. It should be, she's coasting to victory, and she's not.
Lynn Bartles, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Lynn Bartles is a political reporter for the Rocky Mountain News. She was talking with us about the race in the 4th Congressional District in Colorado.
And finally, to a close House contest in Wisconsin, the 8th District in the northeast part of the state. It's a race for an open seat to replace Republican Mark Green, who's now running for governor. Tony Walter is a columnist and editor at the Green Bay Press Gazette, and he joins us from Green Bay. Welcome.
Thank you.
First, give us a quick look at the district and the two men who are running.
Well, the district is primarily, by history, a Republican district. Has been that way since World War II. But now with a seat open, it turns into a very interesting race against John Gard, who is the current Speaker of the State Assembly, and Dr. Steve Kagan, who is a physician down in the Appleton area who has not been in public office.
And the tone? Pretty negative, I understand.
It's getting pretty ugly, yes. It's pretty bad, and we still have almost 5 weeks to go.
Why don't we take a listen to a couple of those ads before we continue? Let's listen.
Here's millionaire Steve Kagan's tax plan. Higher taxes for married couples. Higher taxes on families with children.
State legislator John Gard's taken over $25,000 from the big oil and gas industry and voted repeatedly to raise our gas taxes.
National issues at play at all in these ads or in the campaign? Gas prices, the war in Iraq, health care?
Yes, the national issues are immigration has been an issue that's shown up in ads. I know John Gard has an ad showing a picture of people climbing over a fence and indicating that Steve Kagan supports amnesty. At the same time, the Kagan camp is taking advantage of some of the activities and controversy going on in Washington now. In fact, yesterday, I think, sent a letter to Gard urging him to co-sign a letter asking for Denny Hastert's resignation.
Do voters care about these ads or the Foley issue? Is that gaining any traction among the electorate out there?
We're getting a lot of feedback at the newspaper from people being rather disgusted with the ads. We had one letter writer pointing out that we have a local municipality that voted unanimously to get permits for spreading manure. And the letter writer suggests that the political parties get the same permit because that's what they're seeing happening. So you get the sense from the electorate here that they want facts on the issues and forget the other stuff, but they're getting the other stuff.
Tony, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Tony Walter is a columnist and editor at the Green Bay Press Gazette. He spoke to us from Green Bay.
You can sample some of these ads from Wisconsin, Colorado, and North Carolina at npr.org.